Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get out of bed. Da 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 da. Remember that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I hate to get out of bed. And the rest of the song is happened during the Second World War. It was about being in the army, and your mama's not there to wake you up, and your mama's not there to have your fried eggs and your bacon ready for you, and your coffee ready so that you can smell it and say, "Sweetheart, your breakfast is ready." You know, the sergeant doesn't call that to you. No, you just have to sort of somehow figure out what to do alone. So, there you go. Now, how many of us are like that? How many of us, we hate to get up in the morning because we don't want to get our feet down on the cold rug or whatever, tile or floor. We don't want to do a lot of different things. And when we don't want to do these things, then what happens? What happens to us when we don't want to do these things? Well, we just say, well, I'll go back and get another 40 winks. That's a little more sleep, you know. Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten up and then said, oh, heck, it's no rush. You lay back and cover up and sleep for another 40 winks. Mm-hmm. And why is it that we enter into the day with this reservation? We enter into the day with the feeling of we'd like to procrastinate. We'd like to put it off. It's not that something bad is going to happen. It's not that we're going to have to do some chore we don't like. We just feel, I'd like to just roll over and sleep another 40 winks. So. Now, this is something we tell ourselves. This is something we tell ourselves. We would like to have another 40 winks. We'd like to have a little more sleep. And what happens when we tell ourselves we'd like to have a little more sleep? What we're saying to ourselves is that I would like to have a little more sleep. See, when we tell ourselves we'd like to have a little more sleep, we're telling ourselves we'd like to have a little more sleep. And it's just that important. It's just that important. Now, what if Anita were laying in bed and she woke up and Anita said, oh, look at this day. It is so beautiful. Oh, just look at the sun. Oh, just look at, wow, isn't this a great day? And she leaps out of bed and dashes up to the swimming pool and dives in and floats around and says, wow, I am so blessed. And then after she's done swimming, she's takes another shower and she rinses herself off and then she just shakes like a puppy dog and just comes down soaking wet, but, you know, not wet. And by the time she gets to the house, she's dry as a bird, you know. She's just fluttered it all off. And she looks in the kitchen. She says, what's for breakfast, you know? And Sylvie says the usual thing. And Anita says, oh, no, 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 no. The bread we have today is special pumpernickel bread. It's bread that has been made just for us. It is so, did you see how lovely it is? Did you see how fresh it is? Can you smell it after you take it out of the oven there? And it smells so good. Oh my goodness, the whole kitchen is filled with that lovely smell. Anita, where are you getting all this enthusiasm from? Where are you getting all this sparkle from? Where are you getting all this joy from? Anita says, what do you mean? Well, yeah, every time you come in a room, you're just all full of bubbles and joy. Why you do that? You know? Well, I know people who come in the room and are not filled with bubbles and joy. And they're not filled with bubbles and joy. And so we say of them, they are not filled with bubbles and joy. And then you look at me and you say, I'm filled with bubbles and joy. Now, why am I filled with bubbles and joy and they are not filled with bubbles and joy? Well, it's just a choice. I can tell you one thing, Anita said. I can tell you one thing. They didn't leap out of bed and run up to the swimming pool and take the shower and dive in and swim 40 laps of the pool and then climb out and lay in the morning sun at 60 5 degrees or whatever, 68 degrees, and shake off a little bit, then come down for breakfast, you know? Now, it's just whatever our habits are. What is our habit? I said to Ellen the other day, I said, Ellen, we should get somebody else to do the bookkeeping. We should have someone else do the... You do so many things around here. You're just such a busy lady. You're involved in everything. And Ellen said, oh, no, don't take that away. I like it. I like keeping the book. Do you know that my books are always balanced, and I'm even balanced to the penny at the end of the month when I add up everything? It just adds up perfectly. And I said, oh, my goodness, how every bookkeeper would love to have that experience, having their accounts all come up to the penny at the end of the month. But, well, why does Ellen love it? She can't tell you. She can't tell you that her mother was a bookkeeper, her father was a bookkeeper, her husband was a bookkeeper. She can't tell you that her family was these things. They may have been. But that didn't inspire you. That wasn't what inspired her. Do you know what inspired her? What inspired her was that one day she had to do the job. And when she did the job, she said, when she had to do the job, the account must balance every day, and then it'll balance at the end of the month. Or the account must balance every time I sit it down here to work on it, and then it'll balance at the end of the month. And so this is her modus operandi. So every day the account balanced because she said the account must balance. You balance, you know, and the account says yes. Or yeah, I'm, you know, everybody else told me I can do what I want to do. You know, that I'm sometimes not going to balance and sometimes am going to balance. So, but Ellen, she says balance, and it balances. And at the end of the month, it balances again, right?
Yes.
It's just perfect. And at the end of the year?
Absolutely perfect.
Perfect balance. Now, it's stupid, because no bookkeeper can do that. No person can do that. Nobody, no accountant can do that, because they're not Ellen. They don't have Ellen's attitude. No, really. They don't have Ellen's attitude. Simple little attitude. What did Ellen say?
He balances.
They balance.
Balance.
They balance. It's done. Ellen didn't say, I wish. Yeah. Ellen says, you balance. I'm totaling you up. You balance. And what does her adding machine do? It comes out perfect. Now, Ellen doesn't know that she's had a problem with the adding machine. Other people had a problem, but she doesn't. Mm-hmm. But no, it balances because that's her consciousness. Now, what if Ellen were feeling very sad and had going through some emotional crises, you know. And then she'd say to herself, oh my, what would happen to her balancing accounts? Right down the drain. When Ellen keeps her mental balance in harmony, her physical balance in harmony, her spiritual balance in harmony, her book balance is in harmony, really. It's all works together. Now, Ellen, you take that same balance and harmony and apply it to your body. My body is whole and perfect. Mm-hmm. You take that same attitude and apply it to your children, mm-hmm. who are grown and married and have their own families and everything, and you still worry about them like a mother sometimes. But let us worry about them like an accountant. You balance. You are harmony. And the children will be that way. Because you will not be shown anything except their balancing, harmony, harmonious family. Now, this is what we want to do. See, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Now, they used to sing that and think that's so cute. But how stupid. And then we have what? State Fair? Mm-hmm. And what does it go?
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
And what is he doing? He's riding his horse through the cornfield.
Yes.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. That just turns you on. And then there were some parts of the film that didn't turn you on, and I thought, I would like to edit that film and take out those parts that didn't turn me on. But you see, do you know, would you like to know something? I saw that film 50 times when I was a kid. I never saw those inharmonious parts.
I believe.
But when I became an adult, I saw the inharmonious parts and I thought, I didn't know that was in there. I did not see them. And you see, this is how we can be. Now, we have another song. Up in the morning, out on the job, I gotta work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Up in the morning, out on the job, I'm having so much fun. And that lucky old sun's shining down on me, rolling around heaven all day. Ho, I make my words and I sing them along, and I have the fun that I can have. So join with me in my melody and sing along with me. And what the hell's your name? Ends. Beatrice. Yeah. Beatrice ends. You see, nothing. Beatrice ends, as I was singing this song and it's sort of humming along, she starts strumming on her guitar.
Yes.
And this is super. This is super. Now, do you think she was having fun?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Right. And is this what it's all about?
Uh-huh.
Now, why do we say, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning? When we say something like that, we just initiate the day with all sorts of problems. And we rather say, oh, how I love to get up in the morning. I love to greet a new day. Everywhere that I may go, the day just glows and glows. I love to get up, I love to get up, I love to get up in the morning. So make your own words, you know. Even make them on the fly. And you can do it. You don't have to be a rhymer. But they'll rhyme, if you want to let them rhyme. Your mind has the capacity of thinking an infinite number of things at the same time, and so actually you only really think one thing at a time, but you have the speed to think of many things so that you think you're thinking of them all at one time. And it's wonderful. And so, do it. I'm giving a lecture, and as I'm talking to this group of people, 50, 100, 200 people, whatever their number is, and I'm talking to them, the feeling of the group is tense or happy or there's something on their mind. And so I immediately change my talk, not changing it too much, I mean incorporate into my talk whatever the need of the group is. And I talk about the group's need, and I just listen intuitively. And I don't know, I do know. I'm tuned in to my intuitive self, and so my intuitive self takes over, and I'm answering all their questions. And they come up to me afterwards, and they say, my God, how did you know that was my question? You answered all of my questions. And everybody comes up and says one thing or another. And they each were referring to something different, because it was a principle that I was giving. And I was addressing the principle in ways that they could apply it to their own life, and beautifully so. But you see, oh, how I love to get up in the morning. Oh, how I love to get out of bed. When the bugler blows his horn, oh, I love him most of all. 'Cause I love to get up, I love to get up, I love to get up in the morning. Have a lovely day, and love to get up every morning to the bugler's call of, hey, it's a great day, come out, out, and let's play. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.